The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
We're so very happy that you're with us here on Texans Extra Points. I'm Drew Doherty, your host, and look who it is. This slim fella to my left is Wade Smith, former left guard for the Houston Texans. Now you're a Texans ambassador. It's good to see you. And Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle here as well. He covers the Texans regularly, does a great job of that. We're going to chat all about the week to come, the game to come tomorrow. But first, we got to get some quick hits out of the way with the Texans. And since Wade's here, we'll talk about his old left tackle buddy that played to the left of him. That's Dwayne Brown. He's dealing with a hand issue, and it does not look good for tomorrow.
Stay in shape, you know, and try to maintain my strength as much as possible. But as far as action on the field, haven't been able to do that, so that's what I'm working towards.
Now, across the line from Dwayne on the Texans' defense, you got J.J. Watt. You got Jadeveon Clowney, a pass rush that could use a few more sacks, could use a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. That just might be the case tomorrow against the Buccaneers, but don't forget about those guys on the edge. They've got some playmakers on offense.
Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, these guys are bigger guys. They can jump up and catch the ball. They're physical receivers. Anytime you have guys like that, it poses a challenge, and it is a challenge.
And it'll be the second start of 2015 for Ryan Mallett. Last week, there was some good, there was some bad, but there's always something to work on.
There's definitely some positives from the game. From his perspective, I think we watched the tape individually, he and myself, just footwork-wise. He knows he can get better at that. But, for the offense to go, I think we all got to do a little bit better.
There's a few things, but there's also things we got to do better. It's a team effort. It's a group effort. So there's a lot of things we got to do better to get a win this week.
All right, some quick hits there. Let's bring in the guys. Wade, let's start with the quarterback position because, hey, it's all about the quarterback, right? Nothing else matters. That's what makes things work, tick, fall apart, et cetera, et cetera. What have you seen, and I'm being facetious there, but right, what have you seen so far from Ryan Mallett that gives you some encouragement and some optimism?
I like Ryan. I like what he's been doing out there. He's getting the ball out quick. I think that last game, he had a couple of unfortunate drops early in the game that I think derailed the Texans' offense. But I think, as an offensive lineman, former offensive lineman, anytime you have a quarterback that gets rid of the ball quickly, that knows where he's going, that has a good tempo with the offense, a good command of it, that's what you like to see. I think he's going to have to work on a little bit with his touch passes a little bit. But he's got a cannon, and so you don't want to take away from somebody that has a cannon that can throw the ball and get it to the receivers. And so I like what I've seen.
Yeah, good strong arm he's talking about. Maybe we see a little bit more of that going down the field tomorrow against Tampa Bay. But what have you seen so far good from Mallett, Aaron?
The positives are what he does orchestrating the up-tempo offense. When they're in hurry-up mode, Ryan's very, very good. I think that he has the potential to be excellent in the two-minute drill and makes me think that put in the suggestion box, maybe they need to do more of that, run the hurry-up, because I think that's where he thrives. When he's in more of a conventional drop-back, stand in the pocket, that's when things tend to go awry a little bit. And I think, as Wade said, touch passes, yeah, when you're throwing to these backs, you've got to lead the receivers, you'll lead the backs a little better. Love what he was building with Jonathan Grimes. Unfortunately, Jonathan very iffy for this game because of a knee injury. So, yeah, I think that takes away a weapon from him. He needs more support from the running game, kind of an obvious. But, yeah, I think that Ryan, considering it was his third NFL start, I'm not alarmed by anything. I think that the arrow's kind of pointing up on him.
Yeah, he brings up a good point, Aaron does, about the tempo and moving quickly on offense. I know you like to do that when you were an offensive lineman, just keep going, keep the huddle moving, all that stuff. What have you seen from Mallett in that regard as far as command of the offense, especially when it's in a quicker situation, not necessarily a two-minute drill, but the up-tempo?
I mean, he's been doing that since he's been in New England. It's the same offense to him, and that's one of the big strong suits that was always said about him just from different guys that I've talked to, that, like, he knows the offense. Yeah. He has great command of it. Anytime you have that great tempo, it keeps the defense on their heels. They're more susceptible to making mental errors, and you know, it gives an opportunity for the Texans to take advantage of that. And so I think that's one of his biggest strengths.
Yeah, we heard earlier from both Wade and Godsey, as well as Mallett himself, footwork and touch, two of the main things he needs to work on. Has that been the same thing in your regard?
Yeah, one thing I noticed, and you know, I'm not a quarterback guru, but sometimes he will get on his back foot a little bit. Fundamental errors that you see with a young quarterback, nothing that we're seeing is alarming. And I was sitting in the press room looking up quarterbacks that had played in the past and how they do it first. I remember covering an Eli Manning game against the Ravens. He had a zero rating, and now he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Terry Bradshaw didn't even have 10 touchdown passes as a rookie, and I think he had 24 picks. So you can have an inauspicious start and still be a good or great quarterback. I think Ryan has every tool. I just worry about his footwork a little bit. And one thing you wish he was a little more athletic, sliding in the pocket. You see some guys that aren't great athletes like Tom Brady, but they've worked their way into that with all the things they do with ankle resistance and stuff like that, to shuffle in the pocket and be able to work on the move. Maybe you're not running around, not scrambling, but able to just avoid pressure. And I think what he says, Wade, earlier is absolutely right. He's bailing out his offensive line because he does get the ball out of his hands and he's not taking sacks. So I do like some things I see from him. And I'm encouraged generally, but it's got to get better.
All right, and he's being a little bit modest there because he has a football background. He played under Chuck Pagano. He's a linebacker at East Carolina back
many pounds
in the day.
Ago.
All right, yeah, exactly. All right, well, John Harris is going to get us up to date with some X's and O's in the Telestrator a little bit later. But coming up, Jameis Winston is in town. That's a young quarterback. We were just discussing the young quarterback in Ryan Mallett. Doesn't get much younger than Jameis, though. That's coming up on Texans Extra Points. Don't move a muscle.